When you're feeling kind of lonely and the world's got you down. When you're eating plain bologna and you can't shake that frown.
When everything is making you feel blue. When you DVR episodes of The View.
When all you want is to have no care. Lift your feet up high in the air. Look at your friend and say,
put her there. This ain't no hand jive.
Avoid all of life's booby traps.
Swack your palms with a big fat joyful slap.
Feel the connection of a single clap.
And you're alive.
You need the high five.
Hello and welcome to the High Five Podcast. I am your lovable host, Henry Huff, and with me as always is the man who put the bosom in bosom buddies.
Oh, God.
Reginald Valentine.
Hello, hello. It's Tuesday evening. Hi. We are recording. Why do you laugh? I'm telling the viewers what it is.
You have already said before we even started that you thought this was television. And every time we come on here, you always explain like what the record, when we're here, what the recording process is.
I'm used to live radio, so I figured.
Oh, yeah. And now why is that?
Because I used to do the traffic.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, in a helicopter.
Did you really?
In Middlesex, England.
Can you give me a little snippet of what that might have sounded like?
Something yes, both lanes are jammed going north. South is clear right now. But if you want to go west, you got to watch out for a dead goat. It's not that hard.
Okay, that sounds accurate. I'm sure anyone in the radio.
So that's why.
Knowing exactly where to go and what to avoid.
Don't go west.
Right. On any road.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, isn't that a thing? If you keep turning left, you'll get there eventually.
I think that is a thing.
Urban myth.
I think that's a thing.
But I'm just used to live radio, so it's Tuesday right now. That's a fact.
That is a fact.
It may not be when you're listening to this on iTunes or Podomatic, but
that's right.
It is Tuesday right now, so.
Right, and Reg, I know this happened at least a month ago, but how was your experience with the eclipse? Did you get a chance to see it?
Oh, last year's partial eclipse in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, did you enjoy it? Now, did you have glasses?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I sent Jessica down to the library. They had a batch of 85 come in the day of the eclipse on Monday morning.
Oh, nice.
And she fought her way to in the line. They handed them out one per person in the line, and literally they handed the last pair out as Jessica approached the desk.
Oh, wow.
So she didn't get one, but then she bullied one of her friends from high school that she saw into her 11-year-old son giving us theirs.
Oh, that's nice.
So we cut them in half, and then we had a lens each, and we had to pirate it, basically.
Right, like Mr. Peanut.
No.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Well, thanks for asking. I watched it. I made a one of those things with the box where you can watch it, like the viewer thing.
What was it?
It was like a speck of light. What box was it? Oh, Seltzer.
Oh.
It was a Seltzer box.
You didn't even use a cereal box?
No, I didn't have. I don't like milk.
Seltzer.
I think milk's disgusting, so I used the
I didn't ask about milk. I said, you didn't use a cereal box?
I know, but if you get cereal, then you have to have milk, right, pretty much? Like, why would I, you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that cereal, most people drink it with milk. Milk's disgusting. It leaves this gross, like,
milk
residue
is
on your mouth.
God, it's the lifeblood of
it's
all
white.
Organisms.
It's disgusting. Anywho.
You don't like white stuff.
Good talk. Now, we're
getting to the show.
We're getting to the show.
And
I'm wicked excited about the show.
Wicked.
Because, and I said that very specifically because our guest.
We have a Broadway superstar with us?
Not a Broadway superstar from the smash hit Wicked.
Defying Gravity.
Even better, we have somebody from the great town of Winthrop, Massachusetts here today.
Wow.
She is a hairstylist, a hairdresser. His name is... Just kidding. Her name is Christina Licaccio. Licaccio? Licaccio. Licaccio?
Licaccio.
Christina Licaccio. Okay. And we're so glad to have you on the show. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. And considering we've got about four blades of hair between us, we're really excited to have a hairdresser. Now, first question for you. What can you do with this?
you know, I would suggest maybe some plugs, like, you know what Tom Brady
plugs.
Did and Julian Edelman, like they went to a specialist. Like, I can't do that, but surgically you could improve.
Well, what if I give you $100 cash and we do it like late night on a Thursday? Would you be able to do something for me?
Well, I'm not qualified to do that. I don't actually know. I'm just 150? A stylist. No, I wouldn't be able to.
$200.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
$250.
No, I'm sorry.
Fine.
Okay. what about this? Like, extensions, do you think maybe could work on here?
Well, something? You have to have a considerable amount of hair for me to attach the extensions on there. So, unfortunately for you, no.
Do you do wigs?
I can, actually. That's real
hair wigs?
Yep.
Like dead people wigs?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
From dead people?
Yes.
Well, or people that don't eat their hair, like for Locks of Love.
Do you see dead people?
Oh, Locks of Love.
No, I've seen the movie, but I don't see dead people.
Oh, that's good.
I see dead people.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Who are you seeing right now?
Well, Sylvester Stallone is right there. Rocky is sitting next to him.
Oh, really? Rocky and yeah. Sylvester Stallone. Same room?
And Ringo Starr.
Oh, wow.
Who are those people?
Oh, Precious. Isn't this Precious?
I don't think they're in that movie.
Christina, we understand that you are starting a new business. Is that true?
I am. I'm going out on my own. I was a haircut at Supercuts.
Oh, you had a chair at the Cuts?
Yeah. So I graduated high school. And
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just this past year?
I went to Blaine. Well, a few years ago. Oh. And then I went to Blaine, and then I started Supercuts, and... my clientele, I was building it up, and then I decided to just go out on my own. Like, one of my friends is going to... So basically what happens is you open a studio, and then you have a few chairs that you rent to other people.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to open my own studio. My boyfriend is an investor, and so he has helped me open this salon. So
oh, wow.
I'm just going to have a few friends from Supercuts come over, and they're going to... they're going to rent the chairs from me. So it's a brand new studio. It's in Peabody. So my commute from Winthrop to Peabody is going to be long, but I'm really excited about this.
That's awesome.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Do you have a name for the business yet?
We have some suggestions
for
you.
Actually, no, I don't. I know there are a lot out there. Like, I don't want to be a copyright at anything, but I would love some suggestions. Like, I know a lot of my friends have some cool names, but I would love to hear your suggestions.
Okay, I got one. First one, Mega Cuts.
No, it's too cool. No, it's too close to Super Cuts.
But it's better. Mega is better than Super.
I get that, but no.
All right, Henry.
I was gonna say if you did injections to make a fuller lip. You could call it lips and snips or something like that. So
no, you don't understand. It's not cosmetology. It's just hair.
Oh, gosh.
I don't do waxing or anything like that.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I could use a waxing. I use a good waxing.
What about a cut above the rest to set yourself above?
I sort of like that, but I feel like that's overdone. I feel like a lot of places have that name. So I want to be original, but also catchy, but
The cuttery.
Sheer madness.
These are all really good, but not good enough for me.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
I kind of like that. That's catchy.
Hairspray. And that.
There's a copyright.
I'm done. Move to Baltimore. Open one called Hairspray. Sing songs from the movie/musical Hairspray the whole time. So it's a Hairspray themed hair salon.
I don't think you understand, Reg. That's too much work. I don't have that talent. Also, it's copyright, so I would be in trouble.
How do you know so much about something? How do you know so much about copyright?
My dad's a lawyer.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
True story.
Oh, that's nice. Well, then you must be an expert then. Well, by default, my dad's a doctor, and that makes me a doctor, pretty much.
Pretty much, you guys.
I can pretty much perform surgeries. Yeah.
Yep. So I know so much about the law.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
My mom used to say my dad was Indiana Jones.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I'm so good at crossing rope bridges.
Wow. Well, I want...
I hate you, by the way.
Why?
Just look at me.
I don't know
every
what to say.
Every single time, you just look at me. Yeah. Can you get to the rundown? Tell us what we're doing today.
Yeah, well, I would like to. Well, today is our trivia theme because after we're recording this session, we're all going to go out and play some trivia, and we're glad to have you going to be our ringer. For today. You're coming, right, to play trivia with us?
I am. I'm very good at it.
Yeah. Well, I can tell. You sound like a very learned young lady.
Yeah. You do, yeah. So our theme is trivia, so we're going to play a couple trivia games.
Yes.
Professor Valentine's going to make a return to the show today.
I'll try my best.
And then we're going to talk about some love, dating, and relationship advice with Christina.
Those are some of the best segments we've ever put together, I think
so, too.
Sounds good.
Shall we get to it?
Do you want
to
get started?
Now.
Okay. Our first skit today, I'm going to give you guys, you're going to have to guess some word definitions. So I'm going to give you the word, and then I'm going to give you three choices.
Okay. Can I just interrupt you for a second? But am I competing against him?
Yeah, you're going to be competing against.
Right? Everyone in America loves competition.
I will be keeping score.
It's just full on
competition. I'm not really like combative like that, so I'm going to do my best. But
well, all that anyone ever expects of you is your best.
Most women are combative with me.
Whoa.
Yeah, black eyes every Friday night.
Black ice?
Yes.
You slip on black ice
every
night?
It's really dangerous. Oh, I'm like Mr. Freeze. I just make the ground freeze wherever I am.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you your first word.
Okay.
And the word is, and I will spell it for you guys.
My first word was
dada.
What was your first word?
I don't know. I think probably mama.
Oh, really?
I was a mama's boy. Still am. All right. The first word is womb. W-O-O-M. Womb. Okay.
I think I know this one.
It's not spelled right.
All right. I'm going to.
Is this from African American subcultures?
I have no clue.
Because I think I know where it's from.
Okay. Do you want to guess it before I read the three choices?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's from a rap song that went, woom, there it is. Here we go now. Woom, there it is. Here we go.
It didn't make my list, but it's certainly possible that that is the case.
Is that my official guess? Who knows?
No, how about I go ahead and give you your choices?
Oh, God. I didn't know that's how we're doing it.
Is it A, the underbelly of a wombat, a womb? Is it B, the fur of a beaver, the womb? Or is it C, the uterus of a koala bear? Womb.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, the underbelly of a wombat.
Why?
Because, like, I know it's not C because, like, a womb is a womb for every animal and it's spelled wrong.
I don't have a womb, I don't believe.
My uterus is spelled.
Oh, yeah, you guys are guys. I forgot.
Oh. How do we take that?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
A, B, or C. What are they again?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
A, the underbelly of a wombat. B, the fur of a beaver. Or C, the uterus of a koala bear.
Divide by two and then carry the one. I'm going to go B, the big old beeve.
That's correct. It's actually B, the fur of a beaver.
Little does many women know, but I am a master of beaver knowledge. Yes, I am.
Christina, it's true. It's true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he knows a lot about dams. second word. Second word is...
Dams.
You might know this being from Winthrop. Spatchcock is the next word. Spatchcock. S-P-A-T-C-H-C-O-C-K, spatchcock. And the first choice A, a quickly cooked chicken, spatchcock. Two, a house for a male chicken. Or three, a spatula with an adult-themed handle. A spatchcock.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
God, is that a sex toy?
I think it can be used as one. Oh, everything okay over there, Reg?
Yeah, it's fine. It's not coming in on this. It's the headphones. It's nothing else. Oh, you're looking at me freaking out. She's so unprofessional sometimes. I'm sorry, Christina.
Christina's unprofessional?
No, I'm sorry to Christina that you, as the host, I'm running the board here, and I'm just trying to keep the noise in our headphones down, and you're freaking out.
I don't know if this is appropriate, the question.
Spatchcock?
Yeah.
Okay, choice A, quickly cooked chicken. Choice B, a house for a male chicken. Choice C, a spatula, spatch, with an adult-themed handle.
So I'm going to say C because they say on the SATs, if you don't know the answer, then you always should pick C. So I'm going to go with C.
That is what they say.
I did take them one time. Right. But you don't need them for Blaine.
So if you're doing Scramble...
they didn't look at them?
No, Blaine doesn't need those. You just sign up for Blaine.
Okay.
Blaine's a hair school, by the way.
Not a magician?
Well, David... I know about David Blaine. I know there's
is
like...
Is he the
no,
chairman?
He didn't start at the school. No, that's not correct.
Do you think David Blaine's handsome? Do you think magicians are handsome?
No, I think he wears
handsome?
Too much makeup.
Do you think magicians are sexy in general?
No, they scare me, and so do clowns, so no.
In your opinion, do you think Chris Angel or David Blaine have the best hair?
I think Chris Angel's hair's too long.
Yeah, it's long and greasy, right?
Yeah, I don't like
it. I saw Chris Angel do a show in Las Vegas, and he messed up nearly every live trick.
Really?
I literally saw his feet under the curtain every time.
Why did you pay for that? Well, Reg, why did you pay to see him?
Why?
Was it free?
You don't pay? You slip in?
Why did you?
Yeah, I was tricked.
Right, because people trick him, and that's not right.
Because he's a magician.
Because his show was at the Luxor, and it was a...
Oh, that's a nice hotel.
Well,
it's in Vegas?
Yeah, it's in a pyramid. So I thought I was going to see some Egyptians, but I saw a guy with long, greasy hair.
Did you have so much fun? I know so many of my pals, my hairdresser friends, they go to Vegas for like a weekend.
Bachelorettes.
Wicked, yeah. They love it.
Yeah, they stand out.
Oh, yeah. They like get bottle service and stuff at the tables and stuff like that. It's like so fun.
So can you finish this? What happens in Vegas? Oh, no. What happens in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas. Yeah.
And what does that mean exactly?
Well, it means like whatever you do there, like you don't repeat it when you come home.
You don't repeat it?
Well,
never again.
Wait
so
a
if
minute.
You have if you kiss
no.
a guy or if you like go out
no,
and
like
have
you
fun.
Don't, you don't tell the stories, right? Oh. You don't tell the story. So like you and your girlfriends, it's like a thing that you just like it like you just keep all your stories
right.
to each other.
So you might be in Vegas getting a ton of spatchcocks, but when you get home you could never do that again.
Or tell anybody about it.
No, you can do it
you
again.
Can do it
you just
again.
Don't tell people about it.
Oh.
Like, it's between your girlfriends. Like, that's what they say. Like, I don't know how to explain it, like, the whole thing. But, like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You guys know that.
Well,
I guess we do now.
Yeah.
I mean, we do now.
You guys have never heard that before?
I think there was a TV show about it or something, but I don't really remember. Reg?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
No, but so going back to the spatch.
Yeah. Now you know.
Spatchcock.
Spatchcock. Thanks.
I'm thinking about how would it work if it was, you know, a penis spatula. How would I scramble my eggs in the morning? And I'm wondering if it's a solid piece or if it's one of those like pulsing ones where you have to go up and down
in order to
spin the eggs around. Normally with my stuff, you up and down. Into the eggs.
Right. Do you have a choice, though, as to which one you think it is in this case?
What did you say?
C, spatchcock, was
the
adult
SATs.
Themed. Yeah, SATs.
Yeah, because then I got all turned around with Las Vegas and bachelorette parties.
Sucking your
spiked seltzers out of peony straws and wearing peony hats and peony cars. Are these peas going to sound good?
Yeah, can you just answer the question?
I don't know what A and B are, so I'm stalling.
Why don't you guess C then? A quickly cooked chicken or a house for a male chicken?
It's a quickly cooked chicken.
It is a quickly cooked chicken. It's like I gave you the answers,
stupid.
But I didn't. No, your
don't
answers
don't
are
feel stupid. Look, if you want to show us your high school diploma at some point just to prove that you're educated, that's okay. But you don't feel stupid.
I will.
Winthrop High?
Yeah, I graduated.
You graduated from Winthrop High?
I walked on the stage. I wore my cap and gown. And I...
Did you flip your tassel when you were done?
That is really rude. Don't say that.
Flip my tassel. I threw... I threw my hat in the air with the rest of my class.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
You should only flip your tassel in private.
You
okay. I don't know what that means.
Next word. Haboob. H-A-B-O-O-B. Haboob.
I think this is some... I can't say what I think it is.
Or haboob. Haboob. Haboob.
Okay. All right.
Choice A. The laughter adolescent boys make when they see nudity on TV. B, an undergarment like a brassiere with ropes for extra support. Or C, a dust or a sandstorm.
Say C again because...
SATs?
Yeah.
B...
I'm confident.
B, you pay extra for, so I don't think that's called a... When I've been to places...
I'm a woman and I never heard that.
You've never been offered the ropes before?
No, like, so girls wear Spanx, and Spanx are like tight, like undergarments. You wear them under wedding dresses, like when you go into a wedding and stuff, and it like sucks it in like your stomach so you don't look fat.
That's what a spank is?
It sucks in your gut when you're at a wedding so you look skinny.
Have you ever worn those jeans that are like stretch pants on, but they're jeans?
Jeggings?
No, but I've seen them. They jeggings? Also have pajama jeggings. They have pajama jeggings, they're called.
They must be easy to cut your hair in. I mean, to have when you're working, you can like scoot around and there's like zero.
I like to wear black to look professional because most people do. But I wear like yoga pants and like a nice black top.
Lululemon.
Because I'm working, I'm moving around. You know?
Yeah,
right.
And what do you do when all the hair falls on you? Do you have a little garment brush you can just dust it off with?
Yeah, I have a lint roller. But we sweep up the hair when we're done. It doesn't really get.
And where does the hair go? Are you able to sell it on to some like third party hair dealer?
Doll makers.
That's a good question. Yeah, we take it and we sell it to Pleasant Company in Chicago, and they put it on their dolls, American Girl dolls.
Chicago.
Hey guys.
So you.
You don't know. Sorry, you didn't know who that was, do you?
Yeah, that he's in the other. He's in the control room in the back. His name's Mike. He's the engineer. He's also from Chicago.
He's from Chicago.
Oh, so does Mike? Do Mike's daughters or nieces or anybody, like if you guys know a little girl?
Why can't Mike have dolls?
Mike can have dolls too, I guess. But for me,
I don't have dolls.
Thanks, Mike, because I actually was nervous about answering that question because, like, I don't know any guy that has dolls. Like, I wouldn't know how to answer it. Like, it's fine if he does, but I just don't. I only know little girls have dolls.
In any case, if he needs the hair,
my God, I have so much extra. Okay. Like, I have so much extra hair. Like, I will give it to Mike or anyone else that wants it.
Thanks, Christina.
All right, so.
You're welcome, Mike.
All right, can we get
Mikey. I would like I would like a pillow filled with human hair. I'm sick of duck feathers. I just don't think it's natural. It's more natural to be closer to a human, isn't it?
I know, but ducks. I've always wanted like a pet duck or like some just like a duck that I can like snuggle with,
and then eventually pluck and
no.
eat. No. Would you ever raise an animal for eating? Have we had this question?
We talked about this question on the show a couple weeks ago. I said I would for $1 million, but short of that, I wouldn't do it. Haboob.
Oh yeah.
The Haboob. I do think it's a splinter cell for an Islamic terrorist group, but that wasn't one of the options, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No.
Half boob.
That's also not an option, but if you want to go with that, that's fine.
I'll go with half boob.
Half boob. And the answer was C. Sandstrom.
Good job, God.
You're catching up.
Am I beating Reg?
No.
Not quite, but you're
almost there. We've done three, and it's 2-1 to me. Are you sure you have a diploma?
It's hard to remember because Reg takes so long to answer the questions. You're so prompt, though.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. He's a slacker.
I know. He always has been. Moving right along.
That's not nice.
Bum clock. I thought this one, I picked this one for you because it's from sounded English. Bum clock.
The bum clock.
Oh, the first choice here. A, an English clock featuring a child's backside. B, a beetle resembling the June bug. Or C, a punch at an organized fight between homeless men.
Henry, brilliant. I'm going to go with B, actually.
Did you just call me Harry?
I said Henry.
Oh, sorry. From Winthrop. I'm sorry.
Hey, don't get her feisty. I can see it in her eyes. Those nails are long.
I'm sorry about my they're acrylic.
Okay, okay. Jesus.
So you don't do nails though? No, it's not. It's just hair. I don't know how many times.
Before, like it's not cosmetology. It's not like I
have
friends.
I'm not asking if you're Sagittarius or Libra. I'm asking if you do nails.
I don't. You know what's unfortunate is that you guys are guys and like you don't get it, but like your wives or your girlfriends or whatever. Like here's the thing: is like I can suggest like my friends do nails. Like they went to like Elizabeth Grady, which is like a Blaine. But it's for nails and waxing.
I know. My sister-in-law went to Elizabeth Grady.
So you know it's a good program. So I do. Like I can send people, Henry, like you said, like I can send like your sisters or your wife or whatever. I can send them to people I know that went to Elizabeth Grady. They do an awesome job. But I don't do nails. I just do hair, you guys.
Yeah, but who does your nails?
Who does?
What's her name? Cindy?
No, her name is.
I thought they were all called Cindy.
No. No. One of my other, my cousin, she does my nails. Her name is Nadia Mariano. She's also Italian, and she lives in Saugus.
Oh, great place on Route 1. Mm. Princess Pizza. You ever been there?
They do nails?
They do, I think, yeah.
Do they really?
No, they do, yeah.
Pizza and nails.
It's also a famous Italian landmark.
My cousin worked there in high school.
Sounds like a really good gig.
A prince.
Well, you have all the tourists coming in for the Leaning Tower.
When you're young, it's a good gig. You get tips.
They have a great comedy club to the side, actually.
Giggles,
yeah.
Lenny Clark.
Do you guys know Lenny Black, yeah.
I know the director, Reg, it's Lenny Clark.
Lenny Clark.
Yeah, you're thinking of Lewis Black.
Oh, yeah.
You dumb dumb.
But I know the comedy director.
Mike, his brother.
Giggles. I have his card.
This person is connected.
Yeah, you're really connected.
Christina, you are really connected.
My dad's a lawyer.
The Southern North Shore.
Yeah.
Route 1 corridor. Yeah.
Do you love a good roast beef?
Kelly's. My dad, that's one of his clients.
Really?
Yeah. And Cane's Donuts, too.
Donuts. I used to drive by Cane's every day in my first job.
Very good. And it's not like one of those, you know, hipster-y type donut places where they have bacon and lavender. They are like legit donuts.
Like honey dip all the way.
All the way. And like chocolate frosted. Anyway, they're like real donuts.
Were you sad when the Hilltop went down?
No.
No.
Do you appreciate the giant fun fair at the back of the movie theater at the Route 60 Circle in Riviera?
I don't go to Riviera.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Some dark history. Yep, anyway.
Just put our finger on it.
A, B, or C. Should we get back to the question?
All right. This is the... We just finished Haboob.
Did we?
The correct answer is a dust or a sandstorm. That's correct. And so this...
We're in butt clencher
Oh, yeah. We're on bum clock. That's right. All right. So an English clock featuring a child's backside, a beetle resembling the June bug, or a punch at an organized fight between homeless men. Reg, you go first this time.
B, the car.
B, a beetle. Yeah, you. You, Christina.
God. I'm caught up to Reg now.
You're gonna if you get this
Are we
right.
Tied?
What did you say?
You haven't answered yet.
Oh, you said B.
I said B right away.
B is correct.
It doesn't mean if you said it right away. We both get the chance to answer. We both said B. Are we both right?
I forgot. It is B.
All right. So I'm still one ahead.
Okay.
In
so
your
this
face.
This is our last one, but this one is worth
this
4 points.
This is gonna be a long night,
Christina. This one's worth 4 points.
I'm gonna just keep drinking.
If you get it right, then you will be ahead of Reg because it's worth 4 points.
I
accept the challenge.
I may be staying on your couch, Hennis, tonight.
Fine. That's fine. Last word. Extra spicy.
What?
Extra spicy. E-X-T-I-S-P-I-C-Y. Extra spicy. Okay?
One word.
All right. Choice A. Weather forecasting using the severed tails of pigs. Weather forecasting using the severed tails of pigs. B, fortune telling by examining animal organs that were hit by lightning. Or C, a massage that uses paprika and other spices in the massage oil. Extra spicy.
Since this is my area of expertise.
Excuse me.
Well, I am.
I'm not. You're getting really feisty with me at the moment. I'm not entirely sure what I've done to hurt you. What have I done?
This is your area of expertise. This is your area of expertise.
Oh, maybe it's just, is it just how you act when you're passionate? Is this what you are when you, when these...
Just let her talk, man.
Oh, all right, fine.
Henry, I didn't mean to cut Reg off. I just know friends. I have friends in the business. Like I said, I don't specialize. I only cut hair, but I have friends that do nails and massage and all that. Like, you know, Elizabeth Grady, Reg, I just said.
Stop dropping that name.
It's not one of
anyway,
sponsors.
I'm going to go see.
That was massage oils.
Right, because that's my area expertise.
Okay, so if you get this right and I get it wrong, then we're tied.
That's good.
No,
I know.
She wins.
She does?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with the lightning struck weather prediction.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Animal organs. Use fortune telling by using
in
the animal
face,
organs
girl.
That were struck
Let's
by
go to
lightning.
There are so many different things coming out now, though. Like,
oh, don't even try and backtrack.
There
you
are
got
a lot
wrong.
Of. There's a lot of words. I agree with you, and they're all coming out.
A lot of things like different types, like cupping. Have you guys heard of that? Where like that kind of massage, where they put the Gwyneth Paltrow has that.
The cupping.
Yeah.
Cup bang.
They put cups on your back and you have bruises, but it's like a form of therapy, like massage therapy.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never seen. You guys gotta Google it.
I'm afraid to Google cupping.
Yeah, I know. So like just do cupping Gwyneth Paltrow.
You can also do like a private browser if you're nervous.
Okay, I will. I've heard
cupping.
No joke. I just saw on a massage website that you can just go and they'll stretch you. Like that's the thing. They'll just like stretch
like
you
medieval
out.
Style on a table.
I'm not sure, but like they better go house and stretch
Is
me.
Is that like 50 Shades stretching like that?
Yeah, I think. Well, I don't know, but
50 Shades.
I never saw 50 Shades. So, 50 did you see 50 Shades in
just
the theaters?
Recently. And then, actually, true story, I ordered the other one on demand, the second one,
50 Shades Darker,
and I realized that I had already seen it. That is a true story.
So, you went backwards?
Yeah.
So, was the first time going through 50 Shades Darker a little confusing to you?
Sorta.
But eye opening nonetheless, I'm sure.
For sure.
I went to, this is a true story too, I decided to take my wife Francine to the movies, and we went to go see Mockingjay Part 2 and realized 10 minutes in that we had never seen Mockingjay Part 1. Had no idea what was going on.
True story movie-wise, I went to see the movie The Prestige, which was about magicians, and ended up watching a much more dramatic movie called The Illusionist.
Oh, yeah.
For the whole movie until I realized didn't have Christian Bale in it.
Wait, how did you make that mistake?
Oh, my God, he's in Newsies.
Because they were both coming out.
He's what?
He's in Newsies.
He's in Newsies?
In Disney's new movie version of Newsies.
No, Christian Bale, remember
he's
Newsies?
He was in the original on stage, wasn't he? Or was he in the movie?
It wasn't a stage, it was a movie.
Oh, it was?
Christian Bale was in Newsies. I had a crush on him.
Do you like Christian Bale?
I did in Newsies.
Can you do an English or British accent?
Yeah, go
for
ahead.
You want me to try?
Yeah, I would love you to.
Wish I, can you guys give me a line or something?
Yeah, why don't we go shopping for some bread and milk?
Why don't we? Do you want me to try first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh my God, Henry, yeah.
Why don't we go shopping? Wait, hello. I have to say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Why don't we go shopping for some bread and milk?
That's actually pretty good.
Why don't we go shopping for some bread and milk?
That's fancy. That's almost princess. That's like Princess Kate.
All the Winthrop disappeared from that voice. I mean, that is...
I watched one episode of Downton Abbey with my mother.
Hey, and welcome back to the High Five Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yes, I am Henry Huff. With me is Reg. And
hello.
Our special guest, Christina from Winthrop.
Hey, everybody.
We are moving on to our next segment, which is everybody's favorite, and it's called Professor Valentine.
Here we go!
Reginald, we are moving into the world of... It's kind of science. It's kind of nature.
Nature, good at that. I live.
And as many of you know, that Sandy Dunes is one of the predominant places in the world, not the country, not the state, in the world for bird watching, for birding. All right?
Yes.
And in North America, the songbirds with the most complex songs are called the brown thrasher, known to produce of course you know this already, Reg, but known to produce 2,000 distinct sounds. So I was hoping today for our segment of Professor Valentine, you could maybe take us through a few of those sounds and then explain to us what they mean. You know, why do the birds make the call? Maybe set up what the situation is and then make the call for
yeah.
us. Well, would you do that for us? Thank you.
Well, the thrasher is a very unique bird. Right. It has a wingspan of close to 6 feet, lives in the dunes, but buries deep underneath. So it often has to communicate... much like bats do sonar.
Really?
Yes.
So the brown thrasher uses sonar?
Well, at certain times of the day, I can't look at you with my eyes, so I'm doing this. Basically, there's different...
Christina, I think that's a disease. It's like a phobia call that where you can't look at somebody in the eyes. That's something. I don't know what it's... You might know from your SAT vocabulary
it's
prep or something.
It's called social anxiety.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what I was getting at, yeah.
So you want to know about the brown thrashers.
I do, and it's sonar.
Above and below ground sound. So let's start below ground. It's nighttime. There's about, you know, the hive. They call them a hive. There's like 1,500 of these thrashers underneath the... It goes underneath the ocean because the water keeps their nest cool at night.
Oh, That's nice.
Now, it depends. You want to hear about the females or the males first?
You tell me. You're the professor.
Okay. The females,
yep,
believe it or not, under a full moon, get very amorous when they're in their nest.
Ooh.
What's so that mean?
It means they want to mate. They want to consummate the relationship and be able to, you know.
Excited like adults are excited.
I get it.
So they want to be able to have a good time under the ocean, under the moonlight. Believe it or not, the cocktail sex on the beach originated from another cocktail sex under the beach, which was based on the Brown Thrasher's night.
Like in Barbados, if you're on your honeymoon.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Exactly.
Cool. I get it.
But only at a, what's that resort called?
Sandals.
Oh, sandals. Only had sandals. My mom's an agent for sandals. My mom's a travel agent. Wow. I know that.
I could get a deal there. Adults only, all inclusive.
You totally could. Okay.
Anyway, there it's late at night. They're amorous. They're getting into it. This is the sound that the female makes to try and attract a male. Obviously, the male's sleeping at this point.
Waking the male up from slumber. Yes.
The technical term in the world of animals is a beaky call. So it's what they say when they are trying to get some beak.
Okay.
That sounds like a horse.
It does. And one of the reasons why the female does that is because it's trying to attract the male with the largest, member. And horses traditionally have really large penises.
Oh, I get that.
That makes sense.
So that's the female in the middle of the night trying to attract a male.
Okay, and the male then?
The male.
How does the male respond? I'm sure you're going to. Yeah.
Well, the male responds, funnily enough, is it Henry Winkler, the guy that played the Fonz?
Yeah.
So when he was developing the character of the Fonz in the 1960s, he actually listened to a lot of these sounds. He's an avid bird watcher, by the way. And he used the male's response to the female as, part of his
catchphrases.
So he would be like, the female's like, and then the male's response is, "Okay, okay," and that's how they connect.
Kind of just sounds like they're saying, "Okay,
yeah.
I'm ready."
Essentially, okay, okay, and that's how they meet in the depths of the nest underground.
Wow, so that's fascinating. So out of the 2,000 calls, you picked the two that involve the mating of the birds to describe us today.
Well, there's two. I can do any of them.
Well, no, I'm okay. Go. One more.
So maybe there's a rip current in the ocean, and there's like young children getting dragged out to sea. These birds are the Bienese mountain dogs of the ocean. They can actually rescue kids. But in order to rescue children...
Like human children?
Yes. Oh. Well, 6-foot wingspan.
Yeah, well,
you get
true.
Two on each arm. Good it's point. A five-year-old kid. You can pull them out.
It's like the dog from Neverending Story. Could ride on it.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I remember that.
I forget what that dog's name is, but unbelievable, isn't it? Flying dog. Anyway, these birds, they call to each other. It's like, it's like Baywatch. It's time to rescue this kid.
David Hasselhoff.
Funnily, you should say that, because David Hasselhoff, his name, Hasselhoff, sounds very much like the call to arms when they need to rescue a kid. And the bird will essentially go, Hassel, Hassel, Hassel. And then multiple birds will go to the ocean and pull a kid out of a rip current. Now, I'm not stupid. They're not strong enough to pull the kid out of the ocean and fly them into the air.
Right.
But they pull them out of the rip current. They're called rip pullers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Well, it's almost like a call. This bird is very unique. It's like a colony of ants. There's the queen. There's the workers. There's the soldiers. There's the rip pullers. There's all different types. But anyway,
Wow.
We'll get them out of the ocean.
Do you feel like you learned a lot from Professional Valentine there?
So much, so much science. Like, I can't wait to tell my friends.
Yeah. The brown thrush is very, very important bird in our coastal communities.
Like, I just thought birds were like a nuisance that just like make my car a mess
and steal your pizza off your beach.
And now you know that they can actually survive underground with nests buried under the ocean
miles
floor.
Under the ocean.
That's kind of scary.
Well, we're going to segue to one more segment today, and that is, Reg and I have done this before with the internet, but now we're going to do it with a real live person.
Done it with the internet. That sounds very unnerving.
Reg has done it with the internet, but we have...
Just this morning.
We have given dating advice. We gave dating advice to the people of the internet, and now we're going to give dating advice to somebody who's right in front of us, Christina. So you said you had a boyfriend earlier. Mm-hmm. How long have you been dating?
We've been together for 3 months. I met him on Tinder, and Tinder is a free app on your phone, whether you have if you have a smartphone, you can use it. So if you have...
But if you have a dumb phone, you can't.
Yeah, if you... God. Like, my cousin's dad has a flip phone. Like, I'm like, get into this century.
Does he have a mustache?
No.
Oh.
How does he date? Does he just put ads in the local newspaper? Is that like Tinder for flip phones?
No.
Are you sure he doesn't? I feel like everybody who has a flip phone also has a mustache.
No, he doesn't have a mustache.
Okay.
Oh,
the 1%?
Yeah. He might have had one and shaved it off, but I haven't seen him in a little while. But anyway,
Since he went to prison?
No, none of my family are criminals.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Yep, sorry.
Reg.
Yeah, that's all right. Reg. All right. Be polite.
I'm assuming things, that's all.
Well, anyway, so we've been hanging out for 3 months. I met him on Tinder. Excuse me. And I swiped right, and he did too, so we were a match. So he messaged me, and he was like, your selfies are on point. I love your duck lips. You're so pretty. And, like, I, like, do a good job with my makeup and stuff. And I was, like, wicked flattered. So what I said to him, I was like, all right. I was like, well, you're handsome too. Like, there were so many gym selfies. Like, he does CrossFit and stuff. And
Should we role play this and see how it went down when you first spoke to him? Did you ever? When was the first time you spoke to him on the phone?
We don't speak on the phone. We text.
Oh, okay.
No one speaks on the phone anymore.
Okay.
How many of his photos were shirtless? And
3.
Is it required that when you are a match on Tinder, you have to have sex that day?
So no, not really.
Not really?
No, we liked each other's photos, and then he was like, do you want to meet up for a drink? And we went to Market Street in Linfield because it was kind of a prime location, because like I'm from Winthrop and he's from Peabody. And
does he drive a Jeep Wrangler?
No, he doesn't. No, that's like a wicked nice guy. Like he works at the gym. Like, so he does CrossFit, but on the side he works at the gym. And he drives like a Dodge. So like whatever. Like he's been working really hard and at the gym and stuff. And he's got like clients because he's a personal trainer. And so like he works with like older women mostly. And
red flag.
Why do you think that's bad?
Well, I'm nervous for you.
He might be
all the time in
the
gym.
Yeah, they're probably wealthy older women.
But they're older.
But they're wealthy, right? That's why they have money to pay for their gym memberships.
What type of workout does he do? Does he say he's working out with his girls?
He probably stretches them out.
I bet he does.
Like 50 Shades stretching.
You guys, that's part of his job.
50 Shades stretching is?
Is part of his job? Maybe.
No. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think I love him. Like, we've been on like 6 dates, and it's been a few months, but like... I think I'm in love with him, and I like haven't told him yet. I'm telling you guys now, but I'm thinking about telling him.
Oh, okay. So that's what you want. You're kind of hoping to get our opinion on whether you should tell him.
Yeah,
that you
like
love
you
him.
Are two guys. Like, why can't you tell me what you think?
Right. Quick question for you before I say. Have you guys had any sleepovers yet?
Yeah.
You have. Oh. Okay.
How did that go?
How many sleepovers have you had?
Well, I live in my parents' house in the basement, and I have like an in-law apartment.
Oh, you guys are kindred spirits.
Yeah,
she's in the basement.
I live
You're
in the
attic.
Yeah, my mom's house. So.
Oh, Henry.
Yeah, we're very much alike.
Sorta.
Okay.
So you're in the basement. You bring him home.
Yeah. Like.
Go ahead.
I think it's inappropriate to talk about this on air. I just, like, we had a good time, and I just, like, yeah. You know, he just, like, stayed over, and, like, the next day. Like,
did you have breakfast in the morning together the next day?
We went to Dunkin' Donuts, and he
got
me
a crowler?
No.
Is that a thing?
No, we got two bagels. We got...
crawler.
That's an old person breakfast, Reg.
I'm sorry.
That's for old people.
I'm sorry. You got a wake up wrap?
Yeah, I got the egg white wake up wrap, and I got a iced coffee with a hot cup because I don't like it to. I don't like
sweaty.
It to
what's
get
your favorite?
Sweaty.
What's your favorite? Summer?
I like French vanilla, extra sugar, extra cream.
You sure you don't like the cream pie?
No, I don't like that, Reg. I don't like donuts.
No, it's a coffee flavor, but that's okay.
Well, I don't like any of that stuff, but I like keep it light. I got French vanilla iced coffee with extra cream, extra sugar.
extra.
Yeah, and he got a large regular, and we both got bagels
hot.
With cream cheese.
Large regular hot?
Yeah.
Side note, have you guys ever had any crazy stories about listening to takeout orders in front of you and what people actually order?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you find it extraordinary, the orders?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, people, like, they go up and say, 7 Splendors, 4 creams, 2 this, 5 that.
And they'll do it in the drive-thru.
Yes.
And they'll have, like, 9 sandwiches or something, and I want one coffee. Like, oh, it's just so bad. Yeah, side story.
Anyway, what are we doing with
this? So we're trying to figure out if she should tell him.
I want to tell him I love him, but I don't know how he feels about me.
So he hasn't told you that he loves you?
No.
Has he said that he likes you?
No.
Does he say that you're? Does he tell you that you're pretty?
Sometimes when.
So the only affirmation you've had is a swipe right on an app.
Yeah, and
I mean,
yeah, you've been on 6 dates.
Yeah.
And
he slept over.
So we've had blood flow. We've had blood flow and a swipe right.
And a swipe right, and then but he has no other indication to you that he is interested in you.
He paid for my Dunkin' Donuts that morning.
Well,
he
that's
paid.
A nice move.
That is
he
huge.
Paid.
That's a nice move.
Yeah. Yeah.
He paid for my egg white wrap and my coffee and his own coffee and his own bagel.
So what do you think?
Well, I say go for it. Tell him you love him. What the heck?
You guys think I should?
Well, honestly, if you're sharing dunks at this point, you might as well just say
right?
It's
that's pretty much sealing the deal, right?
Yeah, I kind of thought that. Like when we did that, I was like...
Do you think you could get an extra value meal out of him?
I actually think he would take me out for drinks and an appetizer.
Oh.
I think he would go above that and do that. For
like
me.
where would you, if you
Panera maybe, but actually there's no drinks there.
Right.
What about the Sylvan Street Grill?
Ooh. I was thinking like where would be
that's
the place
like,
if he took you here?
End.
That is high end.
I think we could start with Border Cafe because who doesn't like margaritas?
Good start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Margaritas and chips.
And the chips and dips are free.
They're free.
That's
but
fair.
Also we could split a quesadilla.
Oh, good
no,
call.
Sorry, those
good
are
call.
Delicious, yeah.
I think that would be, like, so, I might, like, I, yeah.
If he takes you to Border Cafe, that's like, he's saying,
we're,
I love you. He's basically telling you that
we're
he
in
loves
a relationship.
You.
Yeah, he might be bending the knee.
Right.
Game of Thrones
Game
style.
Of Thrones,
oh my God, you guys see it. Like, I have confidence now.
And then Sylvan Street means we're getting married.
Oh my God.
Basically.
As soon as he orders a spinach artichoke dip,
wicked
yeah.
high end.
Yeah. He gets a hot app and it's game over.
Yeah.
He's living with you.
I'm That's so right. glad that I talked to you guys about this because, like, I was kind of nervous.
Oh my God. We're established.
Yeah. We know what we're talking about.
Relationship kings,
definitely.
Some would say. I'm
so,
the king of relationship.
That's what,
land.
Yeah. That's what I think of when I think of you all the time. Well, so listen. So we have to wrap things up here.
You should always wrap things up.
Well, that's true, too. That's good advice. We are so glad that you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on your budding love affair.
Thank you.
Your brand new hair studio and whatever name.
Excuse me, Henry. I don't know the name yet, but I want everyone to know it's going to be in Peabody. Downtown
Peabody.
Is it in the flood zone, though? You know,
yeah.
Downtown, the square?
Yeah.
Is it
unfortunately,
down
yeah.
Okay, that's okay. We can
but
maybe elevate. The chairs are pretty high,
yeah.
So you should be fine.
Yeah, and I can. You put your foot down and you pump
Good
the
call.
Chairs up.
Pump it up.
I can do that.
Smart,
boom,
yeah.
Pump it
so,
up.
Yeah, right, so they'll be yeah. their legs will be over
the And way. You're looking for how many people to rent chairs from you?
Well, I have one friend now, but maybe two others, so I'm just
So
gonna put
two
this
other
up there.
People, if you're listening out there, you want to be budding hairstylists. Christina's looking for a lease of her space.
That's right.
Get some chairs in there.
Yeah.
Get some buzz cuts. Get some weaves. Get some
everything to do with hair except the plugs.
Oh, no plugs.
No plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I get plugs, you could style my hair after that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Totally.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I look forward to that.
Ho!
After I get my plugs. All right. That's it, guys. We will see you next time on the High Five Podcast.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.